Hot Tackler 273, Halo Waypoint, Atlas, and Custom Challenges for March 1st, 2012. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host of Podtacular.
And I'm your co-host, Daffling.
Yay!
Woo!
Returning for your second show as official co-host.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I've said that thing. I took a vacation and, yeah. It's been a while since our last show.
Yeah.
Hold on. It was.
But it was a much needed vacation. No, it wasn't that long ago.
It says January 28th.
Was it really?
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Never mind.
It's only been a month and 2 days because, you know, February wasn't really a full month.
Shush.
So.
No one knows.
Yesterday didn't really happen.
Oh, okay. Are you datist against February 29th?
I personally am not. I personally have no say in the matter. I just think it's funny that some people took it as if it wasn't a real day, so they did crazy stuff.
If people took it as not a real day, I think the world would probably explode. Because, I mean, people wouldn't go to work. Economies would collapse if everyone took the day off.
I don't think it would be a worldwide phenomenon. I think it's more like a few people believing it. But anywho, and we got some juicy tidbits about Halos to talk to you guys about. No Pokemans today, I promise.
We'll try to keep the Pokemans out of this. So for this show, we just want to kind of talk about Atlas, Custom Challenges, and some of the Waypoint updates, since we haven't actually had a show specifically dedicated to any of those. And I don't know. I know I've used Atlas once. I think just once. I've done Custom Challenges once, and I mean, Waypoint's ever changing. So there's lots of stuff to talk about there. And we're actually, at least from the stuff that we heard yesterday on the Microsoft thing, according to Daff, we're supposed to be getting some Halo 4 news coming out in a couple of days.
Yeah. Hopefully before we release the show.
You mean after we release the show?
Oh, that's what I meant. Hopefully you guys hear this before you hear the news.
Hopefully Greg learns how to speak with proper grammars.
Yes, I'm not good with grammars. Maybe. I have a college degree, though. So.
Well.
Fail education.
Anyways, so let's kind of catch up on some things. Let's go ahead and talk about the bulletin that was posted today. So, of course, BS Angel has her little questions that she does every now and then, and the one for this bulletin was how you would wake up Master Chief for Halo 4, and there's some pretty witty responses in the tweets. Wow. Now I'm having problems. Thanks, Greg.
No problem. It rubs off.
Yeah, it kind of does. Mm. Anyway, there were
How's
some
it feel?
Tweets. Mm.
Doesn't feel too good, does it?
Moving along. There's some matchmaking updates, playlist updates that went into effect or that are going into effect for March. Do they normally put those updates out on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. Yes. I know they updated Team Slayer. Did they put the new list for MLG?
Is there a new?
There should be new settings for the 2012 season.
They don't.
Well, like new maps and whatnot.
They don't specifically say in the update whether or not they did, or at least in this update. They might have done in the previous update.
Oh, okay.
But nothing specifically.
Last update was just about music and stuff. Last week's.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool when they were shooting off those guns. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool. But I think probably the biggest change out of the playlist is there's now a Super Slayer playlist. And that is a branch off of the Team Slayer playlist, where the Team Slayer is going to have vanilla reach settings and Super Slayer is going to have the title update settings. So now if you want to play one or the other, you can...
Do you think they're being a little biased by naming it the Super Slayer playlist? I mean, come on.
I mean, what would you have named it if you were going to make a separate playlist for the title update specifically?
Maybe TU Slayer? I don't know. I would name it probably Title Update Slayer.
But it's Super!
Super!
And there's, a and there's a picture to go with it.
Oh, I love pictures. Nothing better than pictures, I tell you what.
So
I wanted to hear your response to how you would wake up Master Chief there, Dustin.
Oh, are we going to ask that question here?
I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to hear what you would say. How would you answer that question? Or did you answer the question?
No, I didn't. No. If I were to wake up Master Chief, I would open up the cryo chamber, start knocking on his helmet, and if that didn't wake him up, take two trash can lids and start banging it against his head.
Yeah, that's how I'm pretty sure you want to hit a walk and take. Anyway.
Why? How about you? What would you do?
I would make some Smithfield bacon, because if you can't wake up after that, then you just ain't waking up. Hickory smoked
bacon. Can't go wrong with bacon.
No, bacon, man. Just if you ever want to wake somebody up, just go out in the kitchen. Start frying up some Smithfield. And yes, we are getting paid for this, so Smithfield.
No, we're not.
Honey smoked bacon. You get it at Publix or Kroger, wherever you have to get it from. And they will wake up, and then they will have a full stomach afterwards for the rest of the day. They will feel good. Oh yes, that's a check mark.
How about you, Daft?
How would I wake him up? Yeah, I would just like tap on his cryotube glass like he was like a fish or something. Look at the animals in the zoo.
Why, look at the cute little chief. Look at him.
You have to point it out. Is that just because there's no codpiece now and you have to point it out?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot about that.
Yes, people, right, I did just go there.
Oh, yeah.
What was Cortana doing while they were gone?
Bow chicka bow. Yeah. Anywho.
Who even knows that that's the start of the game? That may be in the middle, you know?
No.
When did he change suits? While he was sleeping?
Well.
Did it fall off when he jumped? You don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I remember Painkiller suggested maybe it's like Cortana activated some of his armor's like subsystems or something. Like downloaded the newest update or something.
The newest firmware? Yeah. How could she do that? They don't even have radio frequency signals.
They have subspace.
But they can't contact anybody, so they have no connection.
Maybe the frigate he was on had like special, you know, upgrade software on it or something.
Oh, I gotcha. They're on an Amber Clad, right?
Yeah.
No,
isn't it forward on Tudon? Or no?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Amber Clad blew up in the second one. That's the one that they ram into
High Charity?
Yeah, High Charity. Okay. Forward on Tudon. That's right. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
The door.
The Don is on the other side. There's another little thing down here where it said bleed through functionality is removed from TU game types.
Which, what has bleed through? You mean bleed through armor like, lock?
No, bleed through like how all the other Halos were, where if you like punch somebody with low shields, that it should kill them instead of just punching them and it just takes out their shields.
Oh, they got rid of that?
I think so.
Oh, I like that.
I like it once.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why we got customs, so.
I don't know, but that just makes sense. The bleed through makes sense for some reason.
I mean, you know, they do a lot of testing about stuff, so I'm assuming that, you know, they wouldn't just do it because they thought that, oh, we hate the internet.
I know, but. I don't know, that just seems...
I personally don't like the idea, but I mean, I don't... And there's three of us, we play it. We used to play it a lot.
Isn't that like where you have low health, but you have a full shield? So like a grenade, one grenade will kill you in one shot or something? Or is that different?
Well, that's regardless of bleed through.
Fraconades aren't affected by that. The Fraconades have bleed through built into them.
Yeah, they would still kill you regardless.
What is bleed through?
So bleed through is like if you have low health, full shields, and you get smacked. If you get meleeed in the front.
Oh, that reminded me.
The damage that the shields would take gets depleted, but whatever's left over is applied to health. Whereas no bleed through is if you have the tiniest bit of shields left, a melee just takes out the shields.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna laugh when the first comment like, says we're wrong. I feel
like as far as like the realism goes, right? It's like if you still have somewhat of a shield, I mean. I don't know, like...
Wait. You're talking about realism right now? We don't know what the Mark... What are they wearing? They're wearing Mark 5 and Reach? Mark 6 and Reach?
Mark 6.
We don't know what the Mark 6 can, like... it was designed that it can withstand punches. You don't know. I'm just saying, you can't say that it's...
It's a barrier that resists movement through it. So once a shield go, like... If there's a projectile coming your way, I mean, this is all theoretical, but if a bullet's coming your way or someone's trying to smack
theoretically it would reflect and it wouldn't go through the shield. It would the shield out and the other one would
stop the bullet as much, and once the energy depletes of the shield, whatever velocity is left remaining on the bullet would still impact you.
Where does a bullet go after it hits a shield? Does it reflect off? Or does it go through the damn thing? Doesn't it reflects off, right?
Yeah, but if it loses its energy, if the shield loses energy while the bullet's still flying towards the person, then the bullet still has velocity afterwards.
Gotcha.
And so does the punch.
I don't get how they would. I could see how they would do with a bullet.
I mean, imagine a shield like a piece of glass. The piece of glass can slow the bullet down so much, but once the glass breaks, whatever speed's left on the bullet's going to keep going.
Pretty sure an energy shield and a piece of glass ain't the same thing. However,
I think both sides
as close of a comparison as you can probably get.
Yeah,
I think both sides are kind of like equally arguable.
Yeah, I mean because it's a video game, so I mean. If it was in real life, Dustin's probably right. I'm just saying that you can't be realistic.
I mean, I'm also going off the
physics of a
Star Trek and Stargate, Star Wars. I mean, some are reflective and some are resistant. But I mean, if you look at sniper bullets, I mean, those just go right through it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Well, no, it doesn't. It takes your shield out, and then it... Well, hold on. If you have half a shield and you get sniped, you die, right?
I mean, like, by your...
Not in the head.
If it's reflective, that means anything that would hit the shield would bounce off.
Yeah, so if it hits you in the head, it would be no
one. It's going straight through.
So that means if it hits you in the head, that you wouldn't get a one-shot kill.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would reflect. Yeah, that makes sense.
Haha, I win.
I didn't say nobody won. I'm just saying we don't know. I concede to you. Is that what you say? Is that the right word?
For now, I guess.
I suck our grammar.
So. Wait, what? This is weird. Why would they remove evade? I don't understand that.
Maybe they're just evading there before.
I'm assuming everything they're doing at this point is testing for Halo 4, so they're probably just trying shit out.
Why would they be using an existing game to test a future game?
To see what people like, maybe.
Most of this is just community feedback right now, where the community is wanting certain things, and I mean, Spartans evading doesn't really look.
It's really just
fine. I mean, the guy's just rolling around like
it's really just
evade is like the. Is basically sprinting for a lead, so I mean that makes sense.
What?
I mean,
sprinting
is to a Spartan as evade is to an elite for the most part.
You can still use evade.
I don't see a big deal of removing evade.
People usually chose evade over sprint. Evade was, I think, one of the most popular armor abilities.
Well, it definitely is in MLG.
Yeah, definitely. It's annoying. Well, because it's a pickup. You can pick it up.
Yeah. Let's see. There's also a new Sparkcast out, which I didn't know about, but
I heard it's actually kind of useless. I went on the forums and people were like, all this episode is just more of the same. Basically, you guys telling us how awesome everything's coming along, but oh wait, you guys can't tell us yet. Thanks for the teasing.
Does BS Angel host that too?
No, that's David Ellis.
Oh, so he's like he's the product manager.
No, he's community. What is his title?
I thought he was a project manager.
No, he's community something, I think.
Well, what the hell is BS Angel? She just community associate. We should have them both on.
I think BS Angel is community manager.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what David Ellis's role is specifically.
He's the hype man. Is BS Angel on the show though?
She has been, I think, in the past.
Oh, okay. She's probably
she has?
Times.
I don't think so. I wouldn't doubt it.
Allison has been on the podcast, but I don't think Jessica has been on the podcast yet. Jessica has been on this podcast, but I don't think she's been on the Sparkcast.
See,
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but I'm not like certain either.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all that's in the update that's of importance. I mean, there's some mailbag stuff that's at the bottom with.
Wait, did we talk about BTB heavies?
I mean, is that significant?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's cool, but it's not like a game changer.
Oh, well, no, but I mean.
I guess, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, so for all of you that enjoyed BTB heavies in Halo 3 with extra warthogs and scorpions and stuff, they're adding this in Reach. Lots of warthogs, scorpions, Banshee, Falcon, Revenants, etc. They've upped the speed in it to 110%. Maximum score is 200 points.
Wow.
With bonus points awarded for headshots, beatdowns, assassinations, splatters, and sticks.
Wait, you get extra points? What does that mean?
Okay, never mind. This is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get an extra. So what? You get 2 points if you get a headshot or something?
I think probably. So.
Oh, that's weird. That's cool.
That's important. That's kind of big.
If there was a killing spree in a Revenant and you win, I would win every game.
Why? Do you like to go on splatter sprees with your Revenants?
The Revenants are, I think it's the best game. I mean, I think it's the best vehicle in the game.
What he does?
It's like a mini.
He's one of those guys that grabs the sniper and then gets in the Revenant side seat and has someone drive him around. And even when the Revenant's moving at like 100 miles per hour, he's somehow able to headshot you perfectly, like right when he looks at you.
And Def knows this because we played a lot.
Well, you know that's broken, right?
This together. One of
the broken things in Reach. Is
well, always just expected that I just ran like aimbot or something.
You're just jealous that I can do it.
No, I mean, there's YouTube videos specifically detailing how that is broken.
I know.
So.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot cooler to get him in Halo 3 than it is in Halo Reach.
I could do it in Reach, too. And in 3. And in 2. Not in 1, though. I suck at 1.
I want some, like, good classic-style 4-hour CTF matches on.
That ain't gonna happen, because people don't got that kind of time anymore. We're all too busy.
That's so much fun.
Dude, we used to play. Like, okay, so you weren't around back in the day. Neither of you two were. Like, every single day for, like, 3 years. That's all everybody did in Podtacular. There would be – I don't think I ever played matchmaking in Halo 2. I don't think I ever did. We would just sit around and play matches, do clan – or train. Jesus. We would – God, it was ridiculous. That would be awesome if that happened again, but no, I guess it happens, but it happens on Call of Duty, so. Or Battlefield, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if anyone has Halo 2 Vista.
I do have Halo 2 Vista.
I have Halo 2 Vista as well.
We should get a group going.
What are we doing? Why are we sitting here? I have to install it. I don't know where it's at.
Next week, Podtacular Playdate, Halo 2 Vista. Let's go!
Let's do it. My computer can run it now.
Yay, that is true. That's right.
I'll install it and we'll
You won't have your little Mac anymore.
Or Mac?
We'll be like one of those like uber dedicated Halo 2 Vista clans that have a server with like at least 20 people in it, like constantly around the clock, like playing the game nonstop.
Well, I will be the Overlord of Pro B.
I had some people accuse me of aimbotting because I was doing really well in Halo 2 Vista.
Well, I suck with the mouse, so, I mean, would that be a big disadvantage?
I use controller on Halo 2 Vista.
Okay, yeah.
Because the aim assist is still built in for the controller.
If I have a, I need to get a new wired controller because mine's like, it sticks, so the left thumb sticks. So.
Yeah.
If 343 is listening, maybe they can send me one for free. So you see how good I did on the Smithfield. I'll do you guys 10 times better. You give me a free controller.
Oh goodness. Anything else from the bulletin then? I don't think there's really anything else.
No. I mean, do you want to talk about last week's
basically more non-answers about Halo 4?
That was one paragraph. That wasn't even.
I mean, it's gonna be like that for a while, though.
It's gonna be like that till like another 5 days. We got like 3 days actually, because on Monday they're gonna release all the info at GDC.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about what you heard, Daff? Since you're the one that kind of broke the news to.
The thing with Edgy Lewis is like, basically people on the forums, they're feeling like if there's gonna be news on Monday, why can't you just say like 343, there will be news on Monday? Like what would be the harm in just telling us that like one simple sentence? You know what I mean?
Have they not officially said that?
No, the community question was like, is there going to be Halo 4 news? And then she's like, I can't answer that right now, but I will explain to you a media embargo. It's like, why can't you just say like it's going to be on Monday? Like what would be the harm in doing that?
There are legal logistics behind that kind of thing. It is kind of stupid, but there are legal.
Because is the Waypoint team a part of 343i?
Yes.
Okay, so I was just wondering, like, if she was an independent journalist or some shit.
No, Waypoint is the web front for 343i. Okay. So.
Yeah, the community team. Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean. Just because an embargo is lifted doesn't mean they're going to have any news, though.
And then people are going to be disappointed again, and you'll rage on the whole.
I think you should just expect that something's going to happen. And then, like, we all knew we were going to wait till E3 anyway. Remember when they did the Halo 3 reveal? We didn't hear anything from them. Well, I guess that's not true. Halo 3, they did a lot of those vid docs, didn't they? So.
Yeah. I mean, a media embargo would be like, well, if there's other media things that have probably gone out there and seen some of the stuff that 343 has already done. Like, they've already announced that the campaign right now is fully playable. So, there's...
Wait. So, but they didn't say it was done. They just said you could play the whole thing.
Right.
So, the story is done, basically.
So, sure, there's E3 this year, but are they going to just wait until E3? Like, so is there going to be, like, a full year between the announcement E3 and this E3, like a full year where there was barely any info, not even any like gameplay trailers, because that would be like kind of very bad, actually.
Something similar happened to Halo 3.
Halo 3 had a lot of those vid docs, so I don't know if I would. Yeah.
See, Halo Reach, I mean,
maybe that's what we'll get. Maybe we'll get a vid doc of some kind.
That would be sweet.
Because Halo Reach, they had they announced it at the, was it E3 2009? And then they released the beta trailer, the beta preview trailer, like in March or April or something, but before the next E3. So, I mean, there was gameplay shown within that year, but it's not, you know, we're not sure if it's going to be like that this time.
I mean, they've got something.
If they already have the whole campaign played and they don't show gameplay, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, no, absolutely. People on the forums are like, you know, show us anything. Show us, like, some crappy, like, alpha stage screenshot. Like, just, like,
yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Something solid.
Something. If they show nothing, then something's wrong. Then they don't trust either the way it looks or something. Or Microsoft just really just, I don't know, they know how to market things, so I'm not a marketing major. but they know how to market things.
Yeah, look at the Kinect.
Yeah, so... Obviously, I mean, they're not trying to sell it to me. They know we are going to buy it. They have no problem selling it to you guys. The people in the forums, no matter how much they bitch, they're still going to buy it.
So,
they're not marketing toward us. They've already marketed toward us and got us. So.
We're on the Halo show. That's we're pretty much like dedicated.
If you're listening
already.
To it, you're gonna buy it. So
yeah,
I mean on an industry that is, you know, built on the backs of fanboys for many years.
Not everyone. 343i is fanboys.
I mean the gaming industry as a whole. I mean, you know.
You have your
at least,
people
at least in its early WoW, years, but was supported mainly by fanboys.
Yeah, you're the people that just play Call of Duty, the people that just play Battlefield, the people that just play Halo. I only play two games, really. I only play StarCraft and Halo, and that's it.
I've been playing some other games just for like since I have the games and I want to complete them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to beat Skyrim. It's been way too swamped lately. Get it?
It's just one of those games where it's like you're going to be playing that game for years to come.
Skyrim? If,
depending on like how much time a day you put into it.
Yeah.
Because I still haven't finished Fallout 3, and I've been playing Fallout 3 for like 3 years now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, granted, I like have my spurts of it, but I don't like play it consistently.
I think like the only reason why I beat Oblivion was because I had more time. Like if I had one job where it could pay for everything, then I would have way more than enough time.
Win the lottery.
That's not gonna happen.
win the lottery, Dustin.
Dude, if I win the lottery, I'll buy you guys both a house. You can do that for the place. Of course, Dustin can't really do that because Dustin has a contract that he has to fulfill.
Well, Enclave. That's just where I work. That's not where I live.
I'm just saying, if you won the lottery, you'd still have to work for 6 years.
2 years.
2 years, whatever.
And I mean, it's like I would still work. It's not like I wouldn't work if I won the lottery.
Yeah, if you win $300 million, yeah.
I would do something to keep me busy.
Yeah, you'd be making video games.
Start my own game studio, why don't I?
That ain't working. You're going to be having fun while you're working. It's a little different. That's what I would do, dude. If I won a lottery, I would open up a game company tomorrow. First thing I'd do.
What game would you make? What genre of a game would you make?
I don't know if I wanted to decide that on me. Like what I would like to make, I would like to make iPhone games. But
yeah,
because I guess I have a lot of thoughts about how that would go because I always thought I could never get hired at a place that makes the awesome games right now.
What was that one game developer that started a Kickstarter and got like $1 million?
It was Double Fine, right? Tim Schafer's thing.
Yeah.
The
goal was 400,000, but they broke like $1 million within 24 hours or something.
Yeah, it was like in 8 hours. I would like to get people. I guess, and see what the best game would be. Like right now, I don't really have an opinion. Like I would like to make some kick-ass game, but I'm realistically understanding that I wouldn't know how to do that.
Would you be a programmer? Would you be a writer? Would you be a modeler?
If I owned a company, I don't know what I would do. I would probably just.
Would you just dish out jobs?
I mean, I would. I don't know. I don't know, man. I would hope that I would help in the programming process because I suck at art, so don't even. I don't know. I don't have any interest. I don't know how to draw, so that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, but you can take that money to learn how to draw. Go to school.
I think more creativity. I think you have to have in your head. Like I know when I'm bored, I don't draw things. So, I just don't have any. I mean, maybe I would know how to do it, but I would not want to do it.
There's not enough time in the day either to do all the stuff that you want to do.
Yeah. Especially when you got $300 million. You can't just buy time.
For me, it's like, well, I have two or three things I want to program, yet there's like seven games I want to play, And there's like TV shows I want to watch. And it's like,
eventually you'll just be like, God damn it, I'm going to do it. And that's what I end up doing. It's the second time I've cussed this show, gee.
That's actually the third.
Oh.
At least they were used appropriately, I guess.
So, Dustin.
Yeah.
Enclave or Brotherhood of Steel?
He's talking about Fallout.
I know.
Okay. You froze.
Brotherhood of Steel. Because I was thinking. Brotherhood.
Yeah, the Enclave are kind of just a bunch of elitists.
Like the Stormcloaks?
What?
No.
That's what the Stormcloaks are.
The Enclave is the robot president.
Yeah, well, they're like the descendants of the government elite, basically.
Yeah.
We are America.
What was the president's name? I forget.
John Henry Eden? President John Henry Eden?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Enclave.
Enclave.
If we had a post-apocalyptic situation, I would make Morgan Freeman president.
You know what's funny?
What?
When I was in New York, I was walking around, and I saw a Fallout shelter sign. And it's like,
Who'd you hang out with in New York?
Well, I stayed at Chris Burke's place, otherwise known as Damien Lacedaemon from The Spartan Life. I stayed at his apartment while I was there, and I got to meet up with Keith running Riot. Unfortunately, JVB was too busy to see me. So
have you still not even met him?
No, I met him. At PAX.
You met him at Halo Fest, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like a community manager for the ESA, right?
ECA.
ECA.
Don't get those mixed up.
Oh. So like he's got a big deal job now. Is he still?
No, he's getting paid. I mean, he is community manager for the ECA.
He should come on. Like, what does he do? Does he promote games?
No, it's mostly just about legal stuff that pertains to video games and electronic entertainment.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, it's the Electronic Consumers Association. And he's been on here before, to talk about it. He was on here when we did our Sopa and Pippa show, I think it was 3 episodes ago.
Does he still do all those other shows, or does he
stop? Yeah, he still does The Bad Dudes, Lifecast, and The Post Game Report.
Oh, okay. Are they sponsored by the ECA now?
probably indirectly.
Oh, because he gets paid. I got you. I
mean, he gets paid by the
ECA. Well, indirectly, we are sponsored by Dustin's parents right now, I guess.
No. This is indirectly sponsored by... I don't know. Yeah. Well, I paid for hosting 2 years in advance, so I guess back then it would have been whatever money I got from the job.
Oh, so how much are you, like, how much time we got left?
I want to say a couple of months until I have to pay out again.
Well, there was a, I'm tutoring this guy in Java, and he was asking me how he could pay me, and I was thinking about having him donate.
We do have a donate button on the site.
I don't really have any way to take money. So.
you have a PayPal, right?
No, I don't. I have a bank account.
You don't have a bank account?
No, I have a bank account. What would I need a PayPal for?
Well, PayPal, you can give money over the internet.
To who? To you?
Like whatever.
I mean,
PayPal on some websites when I buy stuff when I don't want to use my direct credit card information. If it's like a site that I'm only going to like once, like if I'm buying concert tickets or something and they use PayPal, I use PayPal in a flash.
I'm
not
going to
use my credit card because it's likely I'm not going to go to their website again.
Well, I just use my credit card because like my bank's really good about like canceling stuff if.
Well, I mean, mine is too, but, I mean, PayPal is still more secure.
I'll have to look into it.
Because there's no, like, credit card numbers or bank numbers involved. It's like, okay, we're giving you this amount of money, and that's it. Anyways, we're going way off topic right now. So hopefully, okay.
Do you want to talk about Atlas now?
Yeah.
No, I need to talk about my thing.
What's your thing?
Did you have something else to talk about?
Well, yeah, I have everything to talk about.
Well, go for it.
So about a month ago, IGN came out with some rumor that there's gonna be a big Halo 4 reveal on February 29th at Microsoft's Spring Showcase press conference in San Francisco. So this day comes with much anticipation from the fans. They probably showed Halo 4, but there is a media embargo until March 5th, Monday. The media cannot show anything until that day, which sent many fans and many forums into a big uproar. Many people were, myself included, were expecting a very cool gameplay trailer to be probably released that day on the 29th, on Wednesday. And it was not. The lack of immediate info was pretty disappointing. And, you know, people are just... I mean, I think it's almost... Well, at least on the Waypoint 343 forums, things are kind of reaching a boiling point. People are tired of there being very little info. People are tired of there being nothing really solid as far as, like, an actual... like, game. You know, we've seen teasers, we've seen sound effects, we've seen all this, like framework, but nothing, you know, no actual gameplay yet. So it's like, where is this? And people are, people just want some info. It's as simple as that. So.
You know, I want to be...
the very best?
Like, no one ever was?
There we go. There's a Pokemon slip for the podcast.
Anyway, I'm expecting something really big on Monday, so I'm not really too worried.
I'm not. I mean, yeah, if we see something cool, awesome. But I'm not going to hold my breath for anything big.
Don't get your hopes up way like too high.
Right.
Like I have some hopes, but I'm kind of keeping them in check. Like, you know, not too big of expectations.
I mean, you also said that IGN said that they were going to show something on the 29th, not Microsoft.
Well, it was a rumor.
No, reveal.
Yeah, but those are rumors.
Yeah, I mean, IGN said that Microsoft will show something in some form or fashion of Halo 4 on the 29th. It was a rumor that they were going to do that. Supposedly they did it, but only media people have been able to see it. And then supposedly there's an embargo. Well, we didn't invite us. You went to San Francisco? Well, see, you paying for the ticket?
No.
That was okay. A big kind of point of debate on the forums was people, yes, you know, there are some, kind of like one side was like, yeah, it was just a rumor, like there was nothing confirmed. Why you guys, you know, you guys are getting your own hopes up with your own hype, and then you're disappointed when nothing happens, but like nothing was confirmed either. But then, you know, in response, people are like, okay, like, yeah, but, you know, on a side note, like, what's wrong with that? You know, there's been barely any info. Like, we just want some info. It's like it's getting a little desperate and almost, you know, vain at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, when they're ready to give the info, they're going to give the info. It's not like...
It's been 9 months. No gameplay in 9 months. You know?
Well, yeah, I agree that it is frustrating because, like, if this was, like, some new game that we weren't really worried about, you know, I guess if it was that case, they would try to show it off because they want people to be excited about it. But I don't really know what to expect. Like, it's... I guess people are worried more because they don't know what's going to happen because, you know, I guess they don't want to reserve their judgment anymore. They want to see something. I just think that either they're going to show something really awesome on Monday or they're going to show nothing. And if they show nothing, like I said before, it's just that means that something's wrong.
I mean, we're still looking at, for more or less, a new game studio. So we're not sure what their policy on releasing information about their game is.
Well, their policy is Microsoft.
Well,
I
should
do that. You don't really hear about Forza or anything before it comes out too much. It's a couple months running up to it. I think that Microsoft takes a stance of, you know, shut up, and then when it gets close, start talking about it. I think they want to go for the impulse buy and the hype buy. Because if they do that in a short period of time.
Yeah, but I mean, if they don't show anything, then the hype is going to die down.
Nah, it's Halo, bro. It won't. I mean, it'll die now, but when they show something, it'll be right back up there. Thankfully, I mean, they announced BioShock Infinite. I mean, Assassin's Creed showed that new thing today. So, I mean, they're...
But Halo fans aren't worried about that stuff.
I mean, we Halo fans were distracted by other things. So, but, I mean, that one...
Not every Halo fan goes for Assassin's Creed. Not every Halo fan goes for BioShock. I mean, you can't really, like, you know... I don't know, cover 343 by being like, oh, look, here's this other game news. You know, go look at this stuff. So we don't have anything.
Right.
Hopefully they show something on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm feeling like a little forlorn. I was really hoping for a gameplay trailer on Wednesday. Like, I was kind of expecting it. It may be somehow a detriment, but... I don't know, like, it's kind of like, eh. Like, I want some info, but, like, yeah, I'm not, like, super hopeful. It's like, I mean, I guess we'll get it eventually, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see something at some point. It's just a matter of when.
If they show a trailer that has a BR, whoever the enemy is, that's basically all I need to see.
I mean,
I know how it's going to play, relatively. I relatively know what's going to happen. I'm going to press A and the guy's going to jump.
I mean,
you know, I mean, I relatively like already
bulletin too. We definitely know that we're going to see some new Forerunner weapons because when they were talking about the sounds, they were talking about recording sounds for Forerunner weapons. So we should definitely see something.
Do you think the Forerunner are going to be going to be the enemy?
I don't know.
Or do you think he's going to work with the Forerunner because he's the Reclaimer? Like, there's going to be no humans. This is going to be him and the Forerunner. Because technically, if you go through Slipspace, you could go back in time, right?
Well, I'm not even sure if if there's actually going to be any, like, real-life Forerunners, if it's just going to be, like, the technology that got left over, so, like, more Guilty Sparks or Sentinels and stuff.
Yeah. That, like more, well, this is going to be a trilogy, AIs. So there's got to be some kind of bad guy.
Well, I'm talking about, like, for Halo 4. I mean, I can definitely see in this trilogy, some point down the line, we are going to see Forerunners. At least I have
as
that.
As far as, like, character...
You think you'll see Flood again?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, the character aspect of the whole story, I don't know. That could be a weird move. Like, I don't know, like, sure, we have Master Chief and, like, Cortana. You know, we've always had that, but, like, and then, like, there's that,
Johnson's
and then
dead. Miranda's
exactly.
Dead.
Exactly. Now you could go like the whole like Sentinel and like Oracle like Guilty Spark route, but like how like appealing is like a bunch of robots as far as like characters?
Well, yeah, I think like,
as the main
Bias.
Cast,
like Merchant Bias and all of them, where they had like a pretty in depth you know personality.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that that's where it's gonna head toward. Like those guys, and like whoever the librarian or something is going to be on your side or something like that. So you just still going to be good guys and bad guys. I just don't know who the bad guys are going to be. It may be good sentinels or bad sentinels. I don't know. I think that would be weird.
I just think like it needs more humans, but there probably will be the Arbiter because we were talking about this on the Podtech forums, As far as, like, a gameplay aspect, like, Covenant weapons. You know, like, Covenant weapons are such a part of, like, Halo multiplayer and stuff. So, I mean, I can't imagine Halo 4.
That would be interesting, I guess.
Any
like,
Covenant weapons.
Yeah.
So,
but like,
that how they're going to get Covenant weapons into the game is, you know, it's part of the story. They'll have, like, Arbiter and, like, his elite buddies, you know, still, like, being allies with the UNSC and, like, you know, maybe you'll play as Arbiter a couple of missions, and you know there'll be some Covenant weapons and vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't know like the duration of time that's happened between Halo 3 and Halo 4, so I mean, maybe the Arbiter teamed up with the humans again once they found Chief's signal.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of
theories about that legendary ending. Like, oh, maybe he's like way back in the past, and the Forerunners are alive. Maybe he's in the future.
No,
Maybe he's in the marathon.
I'm just saying you could say that it could happen.
I am slipspace.
You can go through time.
Yeah, but I highly doubt that there's a time issue here.
Because the shield worlds are already made. Obviously, he's going toward a shield world, and they didn't make the shield world until after the flood invaded. So,
but that was millions of years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, if he did go back in time, it's going to be somewhere in between Forerunners meet the Flood and Forerunners die.
Yeah, but if you're going back in time, I don't know. It still seems like there's...
I'm not going to say they are. I'm just saying...
At least from the concept art trailer that we had, I thought I remember seeing like Marines in there. And you can't really have Marines or human vehicles back in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
That makes sense because, like, the how would he get ammunition? And because if there's no humans,
well, you know, he's on a whole frigate. That whole frigate could have tons of ammunition and weapons.
So what, you're gonna go back and forth between where you are and then?
Yeah, well, no, that's what people are speculating. Because 343 said they want the game to be a little more like exploration based, like kind of like this like vast sense of like exploration and discovery kind of bring back to the game. So what if it almost like was this open world type game where you could go back to the frigate and get supplies, and like there's like the stuff we saw in the concept art, like the whole shield world stuff was like this big like landscape to explore.
And you don't know if was it 100% true that there's nobody else on Forerunner to Dawn? There's nobody else on that side of that.
I'm sure there's, and I guess I either haven't seen this or I haven't heard around a bunch, but I mean, there is the speculation of how the Chief survived the Halo Blast.
Well, he went through the portal.
No, he didn't.
I thought that he went through as it was closing, and the way with Slipspace works is that as it's closing, it changes.
I think. I think the entire frigate made it through like the portal to get out of there, but like kind of during that, like it broke up and then it kind of just, spit out like Chief side, like just like somewhere randomly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. I see. That's why I think it went back in time because
I see.
I don't know if you read too much of the books and were paying attention when they do it, but like talk about when it's closing or when it's opening. You know, it's not.
It doesn't
really
talk
like
about
fully
time
stable.
Shifts though. Yeah,
they said it could happen if you read about like the
pull that. Like, oh, it was some like time anomaly, blah blah blah, and people just accept it.
I mean, we all accepted that they came back on the Reach, that Keyes brought the pillar back on the Reach, which I don't.
Oh yeah, yeah, canon discrepancy.
Chief was. Was on the was I mean that may have just been an Easter egg to see the Chief back there in his cryogenics thing, but
yeah,
I mean, really what happened was he went to that space station, blew it up, and got the hell out of there. I mean, I don't know how much time the Chief was in there, but it didn't seem like it was that long. I don't see how they would have enough time to go back down and come back.
I have to read the books to figure that out.
Because supposedly Cortana seemed like, but she was already on, she was already in Chief's head at that point.
Yeah,
right?
I think she was. Yeah,
she was fully functional.
But
so I don't know why the hell.
The thing was
part of her body.
The thing that Halsey gave Six wasn't actually Cortana, but it was a subroutine.
Yeah, but what is that? What is that subroutine? Something that's gonna make her last forever? You think? Like, let her do rampant.
It's just think of it as a thumb drive Cortana being a computer. It's just,
what did it do? What is that subroutine?
It was just information from Reach.
Oh, just, so you think that she took that info and that's how they...
Yeah, like, you know, whenever they board the Covenant ship and Cortana splits herself up into a bunch of these different subroutines?
Yes.
That's basically the same thing. It was just another partition of her I think it was basically just a data collection.
Maybe it was something that might have been like a firmware upgrade, right?
Back to you.
Who knows? I mean, maybe she figured out while she was down there the theoretically, I guess the only thing that really that we could tell what she found was
AIs are self-evolving though. There's no firmware upgrade to an AI.
Well, because of the rampancy thing, maybe she figured out some kind of way where that she doesn't kill herself after 7 years.
There was information in that, in the thing that Halsey found, and it's basically that they were trying to get back to Cortana.
It seems like the only information there actually were the coordinates, but I think if you read Reach, she gets the coordinates from that museum on that planet. I forget the name of the planet that the Covenant invade, and the Chief goes there, and the Covenant are looking for this special rock with coordinates in it, right? And I figure that's how that they found – were there random numbers that came from that? And that's where Cortana figured out the coordinates. Or she didn't figure it out. She just – there was just some random coordinates that she followed.
Wait, coordinates to what?
To the Halo.
Cortana got those coordinates to the first Halo ring from that Forerunner stuff down in the icy glacier part of Reach, like underground.
So that was the whole point.
The second to last mission, the package where you go down to Halsey's lab down there.
I'm just trying to remember.
You see the whole massive like Forerunner like network of the structure down there. She got
the coordinates mission.
From
what I remember in the book, that she got it from the museum that the Covenant were in during the Fall of Reach. Do you remember that part?
I have to reread it.
When they go underneath the city, and that's the first time they meet hunters, and then it's the first time they see the engineers. You don't remember that part?
It's been 8 years since I've read the book, so.
Oh, okay.
I was actually gonna buy that nice new revised version and read that.
They revised it?
No, there's not a revision, is there?
Didn't they? I thought like they got the new cover. I'm pretty sure they added.
It's just a new cover. I don't think they added.
I'm pretty sure they added a part or something. They added some canon. I thought.
The way that I understood it was that the reason why she jumped to where she did was because during Reach, I don't remember the names, and I'm sorry that I don't remember, but before they were called to Earth to go to, to basically have the mission where they were going to go steal the Prophet, they were on a planet that was getting invaded, and the only reason why the Covenant were there was because
Sigma Octopus 4?
I don't know. You could say anything.
Well, no, I'm on the Halo wiki. And I'm looking on Cortana's page. It says Cortana secretly inserted coordinates translated from symbols on a rock that Master Chief discovered on Sigma Octonus 4, thinking that they were of some significance to the Covenant.
And that's why she jumped there. And it wasn't because of what Six did. That has to be something else. And supposedly Six saved everything, so that's special. I thought that it was something that Cortana, that she's going to be special in some kind of way, that she's not going to die in 7 years, even though she shows signs of it in Halo 3. Because she already has – it made it seem like that it was coordinates to the new Halo, but if you read Fall of Reach, you know where she actually got it from was from that rock formation. Because she says it at the very last two pages of the book. If you just read the last two pages. Anyway, I'm sorry if I'm spending way too much time
on this. I'm sure we can have a long discussion about this later. And I'm sure Grandbrother One would love to be on it too.
He probably knows more than all of us.
Oh, yeah. He's like the lore, Halo lore king for the most part. Among Halo community leaders, that is. But let's, I guess, move along to the last few things that we wanted to talk about, or the main things that we wanted to talk about. So I guess a while ago, Waypoint released Atlas and Halo Waypoint for mobile. So there's some good things about Atlas and some bad things. Like I said before, I've used it once. And in my opinion, Atlas is a cool concept, but it's really not a feasible application to use when you're playing Halo, because it's really difficult to be playing Halo then look down at your phone or tablet to find out where everyone is and then look back up. So
it seems like it's kind of cheating.
I mean, not really. I mean, the only thing that shows is where your teammates are and then where weapon spawns are. It doesn't even show where weapons on the ground are.
Oh, okay. So that's not as bad.
Just get back on the button here. I was looking on the Halo wiki. It says the new Fall of Reach, copy that was published with the new cover. It says on the Halo wiki, it was reissued with updates and all new content, quote unquote, and it had like a Kotaku article as a reference that I just linked.
Oh,
It says it was reissued with new content and some updates, whatever those are.
Hmm.
I mean, I would just guess like some, maybe fixing some like canon discrepancies or something.
I mean, only big.
It sounds like they're changing canon to me, but
yeah, they just made it work because like they could have done stuff way differently, but oh well.
Yeah.
I still want to have it happen to Jun, unless we're gonna do Fistful Arrows as canon. Which, for right now, for me, it is.
Yeah, I think for most people, it is, because it's done really well, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, so, you said you had Atlas. You're
talking about.
Daft.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Greg.
I mean, I've used the Waypoint app, and it was pretty cool. I use it every once in a while when I'm on lunch. Yeah. I mean, it's an easy way to get Halo content, but it's still easier to use HBO.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say that it's bad. I'm just saying, in my personal opinion, HBO is still easier to get Halo information and Halo news. So. Is HBO going to continue to stay on forever? Do you guys know?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Louis
Wu is dedicated to Halo, right? Not Bungie.
Bungie.org is dedicated to Bungie.
Halo.bungie.org. HBO.
I mean, as far as he said, or he's hinted at, he's still going to be posting stuff about Halo, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, until, like, HBO goes away, then, I mean, that's where I'm still going to go, because I've been going there for years. But, I mean, it's not bad. I'm just saying that it's easier just to go HBO.com.
Yeah, I don't know. At least for Waypoint on the Xbox, it seems a lot more cluttered now with extra stuff.
Yeah, like I never know what's going on. It's pretty cool those videos they have though about like the Covenant, and I like the videos.
I mean, they're pointless to me really because I already know what's going on.
Oh, obviously don't. You don't even know Chief was at a museum. I'm just kidding.
That's because I haven't read the books in 8 years.
If you already knew what was going on, then, you know?
Well, I mean, all they talk about really is the stuff that is going on in the games. It's like I've played all the games.
Yeah, I understand.
So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe Waypoint is just one of those things where it's not for me. It's like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, I try to get in. It's one of those things that you try, you want to get into.
But
because, you know, like the people that we know and we hang out with put so much time and effort into it. And then we're just like, really, it's really not, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I mean, some of the stuff you're doing is pretty good, but it's like not really beneficial to me.
Yeah, it's just like I'm trying to force myself to like it.
Yeah. I mean, I used the stat tracking on Bungie more than I did on Waypoint now. I mean, there's just something about how they do it on Waypoint where it's just...
Not the same.
It's not the same or not as easy to get to things. So...
I think it's, like, a big idea to kind of wait for Halo 4 to come out to, like, truly judge the quality of stat tracking. You know, because that will be their... 343 is very, you know, first original product.
And so yeah, Frankie has an idea on how it works, and so does Shishka. So I don't think that.
I think with their own like original product, that would, you know, most would make it work, you know, compatible with Waypoint, you know, their own stuff. as opposed to, you know, like a Bungie product, you know, which had to be like integrated into Waypoint, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Waypoint's there, I guess.
Damn, my processor's running at 27. I
mean, they kind of make useless videos sometimes.
Well, then they have like all the sections for like buying stuff, and all this is a catalog. You can't really buy anything. Like they have the toys, the soundtracks, the bunch, and like.
Oh, so they show you a toy. Like, it's like, go to like www to buy this.
Yeah, it's like, why do you even put it on the Waypoint Xbox app?
Yeah. Well, see, I think they want it to be like some kind of Halo database.
But that's like, where a website comes in. That's right, a website. Right. That's not Xbox.
Right, exactly. Well, that's why there was the Waypoint
mentality of making an Xbox a computer. I mean, seriously, my Xbox freezes and crashes like Windows now, where it didn't used to. There's so many added features, and I mean the dashboard is cluttered as heck. I would love to go back to the simple blade system.
No,
the blades were terrible
in today's day and age. That the blades thing would look really outdated. You know,
well, I mean, have to have, like, if there was fancy, like a freshened up version of the blades.
I like the most recent. I mean, not the most recent Kinect one, but the one right before that. I don't know if there was like a term for it, but
like your menu can't be just like 2D. You know, it has to have some kind of like 3D like pop out stuff to it.
You know what else I don't like is I pay for the live service, yet I see ads. That's another thing I don't like.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if in my opinion, I don't think it's that much money. I always find some kind of discount to get it on anyway. I don't look at the ads. So, I mean, I just get in the game and go. So. I like watch some of them. Some are funny. The Old Spice ones are funny. So. I buy Old Spice because of it. So, I mean, it works.
I mean,
back to Waypoint.
There's I guess we should go
back. At least there's no advertisements on Waypoint.
No, it's just like my beef with Waypoint is sometimes they just make the most pointless videos. It's like, hey guys, when you're playing the Halo 3 campaign, if you want to make it just a little more fun, pile a bunch of vehicles on top of the Scarab before you blow the Scarab up for a really big explosion. It's like, this is stupid. This is pointless. Like, this is a waste of everybody's time. YouTube.
That's not something you see on Waypoint.
I mean, yeah, because I want to waste 4 hours of my time. No.
They have those videos on Waypoint, like, back in the day.
I know.
Yeah.
But I do like
their videos about, like, the different races and stuff and history. I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, that's the okay part. Cool. That's the okay part of Waypoint.
Yeah. I hope to God they don't do another Halo Legends.
No, please no.
The only one that was good was Origins. Origins 1 and 2 were good. All the other ones were just like, what the f*** are you guys thinking?
Make it, like, make us want to use it. You make it a quality stat tracking service. Give, like, give the hardcore, dedicated Waypoint people, like, who use it frequently, like, give us some kind of, like, reward, like, a consistent stream of benefits for using Waypoint, like armor and et cetera.
Well, I mean, the only useful thing for, I mean, the first couple iterations of Waypoint I found were a lot more useful because you had intel and stats. And the intel there wasn't much content, but I mean most of it was like good community videos or some news about the playlist and stuff, and it's like, okay, that makes sense. But now it's just littered with this other stuff about toys and figurines and whatnot.
Uh-oh, they're turning into Mickey Mouse. I don't go on it, so it takes too long to load. So yeah. I'm just gonna go to HBO.com. If I want to read something or Reddit, I'm not going on Waypoint, guys. I'm sorry. It would be cool, though, to see your stats on your Xbox.
I mean, yeah, there is that, but...
But, I mean, you can't really... It doesn't really work that well compared. Like, if it was...
It's not Bungie's stats.
I don't agree to the fact that your Xbox... You don't want your Xbox to be a computer. I mean, I'm cool with things doing more stuff. As long as it works, like you said, as long as it doesn't crash and stuff.
Like, I had my Xbox crash, I want to say Like, I've literally had to pull the plug on my Xbox 4 times because I couldn't turn it off.
What do you mean, like in the 8 years you've owned it?
No, or like,
you talking about, like, talking in a month?
Like my Reach console that I had, ever since they did the new update, like all my Xbox either freezes or crash, probably an average of twice a month.
I still have my original one, so I guess I just got a really good one. I still have the Halo 2 faceplate on it, or the Halo 3 faceplate.
I'm pretty sure this is more of a software thing, but because, I mean, my Reach console didn't used to freeze like this on the old Dash, but ever since the new Dash came along, it does this quite often.
I don't know. I usually just turn it on and turn on Halo or Skyrim or something, so I don't really mess with the Dash. I used to mess with it before they went to the current system. I used to like to watch all the videos, you know, like those two British guys. What is that? Inside
Homes? Yeah.
Or sent you a message.
Just sent you a message, yeah.
Yeah. I used to.
They were okay, and then it just got old.
Oh. I don't know.
They got too long, I guess, more or less. Like, they used to be for like 4 or 5 minutes, and then it's like 11 to 15 minutes. Like, I'm not going to sit here for 15 minutes. So.
Just BS.
Now, are we talking about, like, the Xbox potentially having, like, an internet browser?
The Dashbox 360.
I mean, might as well. I mean, the Wii and the PS3 have internet browsers. I'm not throwing internet browser on the Xbox.
No.
I've heard that consoles having internet browsers makes them easier to hack.
Yeah, because you have an open protocol internet connection.
Yeah, you can pull some weird stuff on the internet browser, like, to get it to, like, yeah, hack into your console.
I mean, probably, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why, like, Xbox Live has such good, you know, security history.
I mean, you could do it by it goes through a server before it ever touches the internet, and it could filter it, but that would be a big-ass pain.
That's still a bunch of...
That's what Amazon does with the Kindle Fire. So, I mean, it's not impossible. But, I mean, I would just see it as, you know, your Xbox is going to play games. It's going to give you content. It's going to be an entertainment device. Your computer is going to be more like a productivity device. And then if you want to play games, I guess you're going to have that option too. But I think they're kind of moving away from the video games on a computer thing. They kind of want you to play on the Xbox more, it seems like. It seems like that they want the computer to be more of a productivity thing, more of a work-oriented thing.
Yeah. The whole thing about being able to play Xbox games on Windows 8, at least for the preview right now, is debunked because you can't do it.
you can't put an Xbox game in your tray and it work. I thought you could download them, though, couldn't you?
No.
Oh. Anywho, Atlas, I want to try it out. I haven't tried it out yet. Once I do try it out, I'll let you guys know.
All right. I don't know. I mean, to me, Atlas, yeah, good concept, not practical. The only way I could really see it being practical, and, I mean, I've said this over and over again, is being used in like a tournament situation where you have a third party view that's probably like an overall view of both teams and where weapons are, something like a spectator mode for Halo. I mean, that's
cool.
That's where I see.
Also, you could watch other people's matches through the phone. Oh, dude, yeah. if you could streams through it, I'd buy it. I would
like
use it all
like
the time.
if you did MLG. And I talked to this about on the MLG show, I think. But, like, the coach could have Atlas running and be – I mean, granted, this would have to be, like, system game compatible or system link compatible somehow. But if you could do that, that would be a useful tool there. Or if you had tournament style where you could see all the players and have, like, another screen – for like the spectators to watch where people are, or use it as a coaching tool, being able to go back into saved films and use it as a coaching tool. I mean, that's the way I see Atlas being being used to its full
potential.
That
would be cool if they had a spectator mode, like if you could watch it on your phone, like watch a match that's going on.
I want them to have a spectator mode for Halo.
You said you don't, or you do?
I do.
But through your phone or just on Xbox Live?
No, I mean, like, for tournaments or something, like for System Link. Like, I would say for Xbox Live, don't have spectator mode simply because of the bandwidth, and having to serve another peer could affect the game. But on System Link, where you have pretty much guaranteed bandwidth, I would say have a spectator mode.
Okay. I mean, you can't push 100 gigabits through that wire anyway.
We don't even have 100 gigabit connections yet.
I meant...
I don't even know if fiber does that yet.
I meant 100 bits, or...
100 megabits?
Yeah.
I mean, even on a 10 megabit connection, it'd still work. So, I would
for sure.
I would say if they made those changes to Atlas for Halo 4, and if they had spectator mode for Halo 4 for System Link games, I would be happy. Really happy.
The happy camper, Dustin would be.
I mean, they have spectator mode for Team Fortress 2, and that's probably like one of the biggest, if not the biggest, first-person shooter game on the PC. So...
Is it free?
Yeah.
I should download it.
You should. Everyone should download it. If you have Windows or Mac, you should have Team Fortress installed.
Oh, I got Linux.
Damn.
No, I'm kidding.
No, you don't.
I know.
Anywho, another thing that I wanted to talk about, I guess we should wrap this up soon, is custom challenges. Now, I've done them once, and that was for something special a while back. His girlfriend. Whatever.
Make me cookies tonight. You get 10,000 credit.
it was like, I think they were trying to promote custom challenges. So they basically said, if you made a custom challenge on this day and you completed it, then you would get like 10,000 credits or something.
Jeez.
Now they have weekly custom challenges that they put out the specs for, and if you create the challenge and you complete the challenge, then you get a certain amount of extra credits.
So you have to make it and you have to beat it?
Yes.
Oh wait, so custom challenges are for yourself?
Yeah, they're for yourself, and I believe you can invite up to 6 or 8 of your friends to participate in the challenge.
They have to accept it. So hold on. So what if you and I do the same challenge and I send it to you and you do it once? Does it give you money for both, or do you have to do it again?
If you complete your own challenge, then you get the extra 10,000 credits on top of however many credits that the custom challenge was originally worth.
Well, let's just say, like, me and you both make 10 headshots in one game,
mm-hmm.
and then I send it to you, and so you have your own 10 shots, and then you have mine. Do you have to get 20 shots, or do you only have to get 10?
The thing is, with custom challenges, you can only have one challenge of a certain type active at any one time. So,
well, that makes sense then. Okay.
I mean, these custom challenges are ones you pretty much you make for yourself and you do them.
I want to see if I get 1,000 kills today. Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty much the point.
Yeah, I feel like custom challenges would catch on a little more if you could, like, you know, make them in Halo Reach. Like, if Halo Reach had the whole setup to do it and just on the game on your Xbox as opposed to on the website.
Yeah, if you could do it, like,
you can make them on Waypoint, on the console Waypoint now, and mobile.
Oh, wow. Well, see, that's really helpful then.
I think they added that feature in one of the recent updates to Waypoint, where you can actually make the challenge on the console version of Waypoint.
Oh, cool. Yeah, if they keep challenges around for Halo 4, which I'm sure
they will.
They will. And they should also...
Are you sure they're going to have a credit system?
Probably.
I would think so.
No, I think it's going to be more like the old days.
With how much armor that they had in Reach and how much people have gone after it, they're definitely going to have a lot more armor variations and, I think, a credit system.
Do you think that option, though, like, even though a lot of people went after it,
I don't know if credits...
I think that, like, overall that was a bad decision. I mean, a lot of people did like to do it, but a lot of people just didn't give a fuck. Didn't care at all.
I think
no, look, what they can do
that
is...
we'll see in Halo 4 is we'll see credits used to buy like armors and emblems and stuff like that, but we won't see rank based on credits.
That's what you think will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think we'll probably go back to the Halo 3 ranking system where it's a combination of skill and XP, and then the credits will be used for things like the emblems and the armor and maybe abilities or something like that.
Yeah, like perks, like inclement weather. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's just like back to like 0 to 50 ranks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good balance, because like if you just do a ranking system just like based purely on credits, then ranks are just like how much you play, not necessarily your actual skill level. Whereas a 0 to 50 kind of system is actual skill level. That's a better way in my opinion.
Well, and there's really no sense of. I mean, granted, there is the setting in Reach to kind of like match similar. Of your skill whenever you're in the playlist, but there's no upfront kind of representation of what your skill is in Reach.
It does feel like you're, for me at least, and I'm fighting an uphill battle all the time.
But I mean, there is stuff behind the scenes, but you don't see anything in the forefront that kind of gives you the sense of, okay, where are you really stacking up against other people? And the BPR on Waypoint really doesn't say much either.
Yeah.
In terms of like what your skill is. Yeah. So.
This means you play a lot of Halo.
The base player rating, yeah. So.
As for challenges in Halo 4, they should have more. They should have like a couple. Like as far as weekly challenges, don't just have one. Have like two or three. And then as far as daily challenges, you know, maybe like 6 or 7, you know, just a little more than.
Oh no, I think the number that they have now is fine.
What, 5?
Or at fine. Least, yeah. At least yeah. make them worth more. You know, don't give me like a challenge for like 1,000 credits. That's nothing.
Right. I mean that's a half a game of multiplayer.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. And I mean, kind of annoying. I mean, that, what's 3-4? You know, sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
That when you're trying to get these, you look at these challenges and you go, I'm not going to play a firefight today. I'm only going to get an extra 1,000. What the heck's the point?
Well, I mean, 343
today, coincidentally, is Firefight Thursday. Today, every Thursday is just only firefight challenge.
Yeah. 343 did do a good job, though, of like upping up the credit payouts for challenges, though.
Yeah,
doubled, at least doubled everywhere. And I mean, you see 25 to 30,000 credits on a regular basis for the weekly challenges.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the way when Bungie had it out there. So.
I mean, and I remember. I wonder, does 343 have like some guy who like you know gets onto the system and like. Chooses each day's challenges, or just like a randomized like computer system.
I would assume it's.
I think they change it. I think they choose them every day.
Okay.
I think Shishka did it before, and I think he's still doing it.
So I don't know why he would still do it though. Like it's not Bungie's responsibility anymore.
No, he doesn't work at Bungie anymore.
Oh, excuse me.
And he works at 343.
I think that. Well, I mean, hopefully we do definitely see some kind of expansion of challenges in Halo 4.
Yes. See, Halo Reach was a good starting point, but they could do, like, so much more with them.
I mean, I'm still working to my inclement weather and pencilence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have almost 1.5 million credits. So once I hit 2 million, I'm buying inclement weather.
Yeah. Although, see, the other day I was on Halo Reach, and... I remember there was one challenge for that day. It was like get 4 grenade kills in one game, and the credit reward was literally 500 credits. That's Whoa. Like nothing.
Yeah, and that's not always easy to get either.
Yeah,
or at least I've found
that's not. I'd
recommend like just like going to Rumble Pit and just you know spam some mages in some like you know fights and just like you know is trying to steal some kills.
I hate Nate spamming. Well, then you don't have to do
it. Well, I mean, it's once you hear like 8 grenades go off around you within 3 seconds, you know there's a problem.
Well, that,
like I can take
that, that right there is called
up one area. That's that happens in MLG a lot, but
that,
it's like
yeah, that, that right there is called Rumble Pit Slayer on Sword Base. See, everyone just goes and hangs out in that like upper hallway with the lift room right there.
Yeah, yeah, that map is
that's a silly map.
Silly.
I think that has like consistently remained since the beta the most popular map on Reach is Sword Base.
Really?
Yeah. Well, usually whenever I see it pop up in the vote, it always wins. People like Sword Base. I like Sword Base. I mean, it is a fun map.
I see a Sword Base one.
Sword Base, I mean, it's definitely a lot more popular than Powerhouse. Although Powerhouse is still a very fun map, in my opinion.
It's weird. Powerhouse was like the popular map in the beta, and then it just died when Halo Reach came out.
Yeah. Yeah, people didn't really want to play more Powerhouse. Well, see, I think, like, people's taste in Powerhouse was kind of, like, sullied by, like, how much in the beta you'd play, like, one flag, capture the flag on Powerhouse. And that was back when, like, you know, now they have the flag on top of that building on the roof. But in the beta, they had the flag in that, you know, that one room in the corner. And it was just so easy to just camp in there with rockets and, like, just grenades. The grenades were ridiculous back then. It was just, like, kind of not fun at all.
I remember playing Stockpile on Powerhouse, and that was fun.
Yeah. And see, Stockpile kind of died out along with Headhunter.
Yeah. I didn't like Headhunter to begin with, though.
No, nobody did.
I mean, yeah, it's a cool concept, but there's some things that need to be kind of balanced for Headhunter.
Yeah, it's very much so.
I still think the pickup range on picking up the skulls was still too narrow.
Hmm. But that's I think Stockpile would be a little more fun if you weren't as slow when carrying the flag. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like a hassle. Like, oh, geez, I gotta go, like, grab all these flags. I'm, like, you know, kind of slow with the flag. I gotta get back to the base. Oh, geez, put it here. I'll go get some more. Like, if when you picked up the flag, you were just as fast without a flag, or maybe even, like, gave you a speed boost, it might be a little more fun.
I like speed boost.
I guess. I mean, you're carrying a flag,
I just think it's the same thing as CTF. It's just like a slow game type, and people just find it kind of like boring and tedious. Yeah, tedious is a good word, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of a tedious thing. But, I mean, yeah, I still remember our perfect Stockpile game with, I think it was Brent, Ace, and someone else, and me. And we had 12 caps in 3 cap rounds on Powerhouse in the beta. We literally had a perfect game of Stockpile.
Yeah.
Achievement unlocked.
Well, like, and they could make some, like, super Stockpile, like, crazy Stockpile game type, where when you grab one of the flags, you're like, faster, and maybe they got, like, some fire trailing behind you on the ground, and just, like, some kind of, like, cool, like, you know, some power-up.
I mean, I'm sure someone's played with the settings out there and come up with an interesting game type.
But see, I don't think Reach is like a custom game type scene is as nearly as popular as Halo 3's was.
It's not nearly as popular, no, but there's definitely still a good amount out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, part of it's just the Forge palettes and some of the maps is just not that good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Forge World is nice and all, but there's only so much gray you can put up with. They need a new Forge World type map.
Well, see, now it's too late for that. I mean,
well, yeah.
You know, now it's like all eyes on Halo 4, and you know, let's see, you know, if they can really knock Halo 4 out of the park with like all the stuff that people wanted in Reach.
Yeah,
I remember when they first announced Forge World, and we all thought like, you know, like on Forge World, people thought you could like go up in that like tower that like citadel way up there, like up on, like the slope with all the alpine trees. Yeah,
I mean, that's one of the things that really piss a lot of people off is how strict the kill barriers were.
Yeah,
it just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so. Forge World, like, it seemed like gigantic, and then we go on there and we're like, oh, I mean, this is, you know, it's big, but it's not nearly as big as we thought it would be.
Yeah. Or, well, it's not as big in terms of playable space big.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely a big map. It's just the space that we want to play on it is not that big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if we could...
Unless, like, you're doing a racetrack map that's, like, in the air and it's like, wow, there are some really cool racetrack maps for Halo. Yeah.
Well, see, if we could have, like, gone on that whole, like, upper incline with all those trees and stuff and, like, you know, delete the trees, you know, that could be, like, a good, like, slope, like, in kind of incline area for, like, racetrack maps and other stuff like that.
I mean, it'd be, like, interesting for, like, a D-Day thing, almost. Where it's like, yeah, you have a mass of people running up the hill and a smaller group defending something,
yeah, like
action or something.
And then they're trying to, like, make their way up to that citadel up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
See, I think Halo 4 is really world, like, okay, so since the next Xbox is probably going to be announced soon, right? So it's like, Halo 4 is, I think Halo 4 is kind of going to be like the Xbox 360's like the really, like, the last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Zelda.
Right.
That's what happened.
And so Bungie kept going on and on about how, you know, like, oh, we're pushing the power of the 360. I'm sure they did, but I think Halo 4 will push it, like, to its absolute limit, like, with the new Xbox. It's like, this is it. Like, this is the last hurrah of this console.
Yeah.
So, well, I think with Halo 4, they can really make some, like, gigantic landscapes for us.
I mean, how long have they been working on this, though? They haven't been working on this for 4 or 3 years, have they?
I don't think so. Probably it's, like, a year and a half, two years.
I'm worried about how much time they've actually had to develop the game. I'm not sure in the time slot they've had if they've actually been able to put all the stuff they want to put in and actually come out with a quality game.
Right, right.
That's one of the things I'm really skeptical on is the success of Halo 4 is, has there been enough time and with new talent coming in to really make a game that people are going to want to play in, and it's going to bring back the masses that was lost from Halo Reach.
Right.
So...
Well, that's kind of like some of the discussion on the forums, like, that other night when people were, like, angry was, you know, are we headed for, like, a possible delay here with this game? Like, maybe holiday 2012 becomes, like, middle of 2013 or something, or someone pointed out, like, or you know, it's either a delay or a rush game. You know, yeah. They're trying to push it out by the holiday.
I mean, if they have a delayed game, I mean, that's already going to turn off a good number of people. And then if they delay it and then they come out with not top-notch quality game, then that's going to even turn more people away. And, I mean, you can almost kiss Halo as being a first-rate or a AAA title to maybe not being anymore, depending on how it comes out. I mean, granted, we hope, being Halo fans, that it comes out to bewilder us and surpass our greatest expectations. But, I mean, looking at it realistically, they haven't had as much time to do it. This is their first game doing it, and they have a big name to hold up to.
Hmm. And people were speculating, like, are they, you know, is their act really together? Like, are they maybe almost afraid to show us stuff, or maybe they don't have much to show, so that's why there's such, like, a lack of info lately.
Right. So.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, there's really no way to know until we start seeing stuff.
Mm.
And, I mean, if we definitely don't see stuff by E3, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think there's something wrong if it takes E3 to see stuff. I think we should have seen stuff long ago at this rate, and there definitely needs to be something either on Monday or at the GDC coming up, you know, like something very soon. It's like, you know, it's reaching kind of like a boiling point.
Right. We'll just have to see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, of course, I was kind of joking, like, the other day to myself, like, oh, you know, Halo 4 is kind of subpar. Yeah, I guess I could just, you know, play Halo Reach for, like, 2-3 more years until Halo 5.
I mean, look at Call of Duty, though. I mean, in my opinion, Call of Duty is... I mean, Halo is a lot better than Call of Duty.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, they still are like outselling everything. I'm not sure how they're doing that for such a shitty game. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that Modern Warfare 3 is just Modern Warfare 2.5. I mean, the graphics are pretty close to the same, and it's just an extra storyline, so...
Well, yeah, see, a huge part of that is, like... I mean, I think this is kind of like a dead horse at this point, but it's, like, getting into the whole mindset of the people who buy the COD games every year and play them avidly. You know, they don't really... You know, they're not like us. They're not looking for a very quality, polished experience. Like, they're not, like, looking into, like, the development aspect that's, you know... You know, they just want, like, some war, like, you know, some military action games to, like, you know, play for, like, 1 hour, like, once a week after, like, you know, their football game or, you know, whatever. Like, their social outing, you know, it's...
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Who knows?
Greg?
I don't know.
He's sleeping.
Okay. I'm not sleeping.
He's worried about MLG.
Reading.
I think that pretty much covers all we wanted to talk about. I mean, we definitely did have our tangents about Halo 4 and some of the other things. Xbox. How the Xbox is turning into a computer.
But, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of changes. Hopefully the changes that we'll see for Halo 4 will kind of develop into things that kind of build on top of... what Bungie has laid out for Halo, and hopefully we'll see a good quality AAA title come September, right? It's supposed to be out in September.
I think they just said the fall.
I thought they said sometime in September.
September? No, it's December. It's November. It's a high holiday.
Really?
Yeah, Halo 4.
I don't know why. Really, I don't know why I thought it was September then.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the teaser cinematic, it says holiday 2012.
All right, where did they get September from? That's interesting. Anywho, holiday, so come the next 9 months, hopefully we'll see something good.
Oh, you will.
Anyways, thanks guys for tuning in. I don't think we have anything else to really talk about, so if you want to voice your opinions on Atlas, Custom Challenges, Waypoint, where 343 is going with Halo, be sure to drop us a line at submissions@podtacular.com or use the submit button on our homepage. Haven't plugged this in a while, and I don't think right now we're sitting on any at the moment, but we still have a voicemail number. So if you want your voice to be heard on the show, we do take the recordings that we get and put them in a little voicemail segment whenever we do get a substantial amount. And that number is 206-888-4256. That's 206-888-HALO. So go ahead and call in, leave your opinions, leave your Tales from the Foxhole, which we haven't done one of those in a while either. Tales from the Foxhole. Also, if you have any like user community content, like custom maps or game types or maybe a little machinima projects that you've done or something else that's Halo related, go ahead and send that in too. We'd like to hear from you and we could feature that on the show for you. Hopefully in the next week, we're probably going to be recording two or three shows. We'll probably have an MLG show. Another show I've been wanting to do is kind of another machinima show, because there's been some really good machinimas that have come out lately. One of them being Halo Helljumpers. So if you have not seen that, I highly suggest you go to YouTube and search for that.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Now.
And I think Playtime Season 3 is going to come out here within the next month or so as well. So be sure you look out for that. That's another Waypoint featured machinima project that's done by Cruel Legacy. So
does he work there? Or did he used to work at 3?
No, he doesn't work there. He's a moderator for the Waypoint forums, but that's kind of really his only affiliation with 343.
Okay, I thought that he
um And if we do have information that comes out on Halo 4 on Monday, we will have a show to talk about that as well. So you might we might be recording three shows next week. We'll see how that goes. I think that's it.
The first time.
Well, it'd be the first time for us. It wouldn't be the first time for Podtacular, but it'd be the first time for us.
I guess you're right.
So, any last things that we need to address, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, listeners, go check out the forums. Just go to www.podtacular.com, and up at the top of the screen, top of the page, you know, you see like stuff like podcast and about and forums. Click on forums, create an account, and you know, feel free to post away. We discuss many wonderful things on there, such as you know, Halo, of course. I do a daily challenge guide on there that I update daily with each day's challenges.
True. That's kind of what got you this co-host position too, actually.
That was one of the things.
That was one of the things. Among many other things, of course.
You know, I also post kind of like summaries of each of the bulletins each week. You know, it's good. And also discussion about like other games and other Xbox games and other just games in general. You know, PC and other consoles. We discuss some politics. Which gets heated sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Indeed.
Indubitably. So, I mean, yeah, just feel free, guys. You know, don't feel, you know, intimidated to join, you know, get in on the discussions.
Yes.
Yay.
Come to the forums. We have cookies. Hmm. I don't know. Do we have cookies?
We will steal your cookies, actually.
No, we give out cookies. Digital cookies.
For your username.
Yeah. So, anyways, thanks again for tuning in. Sorry it's been a while since the last show, but we do thank you for sticking to it and staying subscribed via iTunes or Zoom or RSS, however you subscribe. And again, like Dav said, make sure you check out the website, podtacular.com, and we will see you next week. Peace.
See ya.
Bye.